just the self-discovery and what red flags do you look for now in a relationship? I know we talked about, you know, all the positive things, but definitely just any red flags you can give to anyone else young trying to pursue this thing. You know, I have sons that are kind of thrown off about, you know, what women are looking for and what to do and how that one appears to them. So if you could just speak to the young men from a young woman's point of view, give them some tips on how to navigate this thing and what you picked up, that would help.
Pray and ask God to give you the answer. I prayed on it plenty of times, and I just didn't want the answer that God was giving me.
So you have red flags. What type of red flags did you encounter? You don't have to get into everything, but what are some things you say, hey, you need to get to running quick?
immediately off the rip, I shouldn't have gotten married so young. My family wasn't even a part of it. That's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now with my new partner, like, that's why he's making an appearance to come see you guys ASAP. So, because he's like, you know, even if I do propose to you, like, I need to meet your mother and your father. Mm-hmm. And I need to make sure that, you know, they are okay with me being in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's kind of like he wants permission, like the old school way. Yes. And it's just respect, you know. He, you know, the way he was raised, you know, mm-hmm. by his mom and his dad, he was just raised a certain kind of way. And so I didn't have that experience, you know what I mean? Like, my family should have very much, my family that, you know, being so young that I've been with my entire life, I'm not saying that you guys have to make a decision for me, but if we're going to be conjoining families, this is right. something that should happen. That's one red flag. Another red flag is being so young and then getting with a person that had, you know, multiple children, different baby moms. Mm-hmm. That may work for some people, but me being so young, I wasn't prepared. Like, I didn't even know how to be a mother. You know what I mean? Like, I knew how to be there for my little cousins and my little brothers, my mm-hmm. younger siblings and stuff like that. But, I had my mother, I'm just now being like a mom now. Like, give me that baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now in my 30s, yeah. like, you know? And so, but even sometimes, like I told my mom the other day, I put the car seat in the back and let my niece's car seat in the back. Like, why is this in here? Oh my God, it's my niece's, you know? So like, I wasn't even fully prepared for all of that. And you don't think about all when you're, you know, when you're so in your head, you're not considering all the other factors. Like, okay.
Oh yeah.
My family is okay. One thing, the family that is so intimate and important to me, like that's one of my values. Like, I'm now Xing out one of my values to be with this person. That's one thing. Mm. Another thing, I'm getting into something that I have no understanding. I have no full understanding about. And had I been more open with my family, like fully transparent and stuff like that, I probably right. would have. But I was just so much in a
headstrong, smelling your pistol, girl.
And I wanted to be right. I wanted to be right.
And nothing wrong with that. We all have to bump our heads on that one
every time.
I wanted to be right, and I wanted to have my own thing. I was just like completely in a rush to just have my own, like, okay. I was talking to my therapist about it. And at one of our sessions a few years ago, and about this particular situation, she was like, well, you know, it seems as if you were trying to say, like, have this thing where it's like, okay, like, look, like, you know, like, somebody loves me, like, see, like that kind of thing.
Validation.
the yeah. validation of it all, yes. like so young. And mm-hmm. I needed a hug. I was all over the place. And
they say that hugs for thugs, bro.
Baby,
hugs
this, for that thugs. Baby thug needed a hug.
Yes, yes. And, preaching to the choir. Yes, preaching to the choir.
I jumped into the water and nearly drowned, but I'm alive.
But you made it.
I made it through. I made it through.
We got a background singer here.
Yes.
Go ahead on. We're having a spiritual, soulful Sunday conversation. Okay, baby. Y'all stay tuned because it goes down. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's soulful loving conversations. It. Soulful conversations. Soulful-conversation.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going to wrap up soon here. Jasmine, do you have any hope for future relationships and what's the vision you're working towards? I know we touched on advice for younger couples. Start off mm-hmm. with prayer in the first place. Yes. You know, and you gave
us advice. Equally yoked and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And counsel. It's not, ooh, you can do the yes. premarital counsel. You can seek counsel prior to, it's okay, like it's to okay. talk to somebody because. And even just as your own, like go see a therapist on your own. Like maybe mm-hmm. you just need help navigating your thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that because sometimes we yes. think that, you know, what we're doing is the right thing. And there may be a better option. There may be a better alternative for you.
Absolutely.
And so just make sure all your options are just on the table. Don't eliminate your core values or things that are really important to you, really, really important to you, like near that. And dear to your heart, just to love be it. With somebody. Mm. I think that the person that's for you, that truly is for you, he or she is not going to want you to eliminate something that is valuable and important to you mm-hmm. at the expense of, you know, the love that you guys have for each other. He or she is going to love you through that value. And they're going to love that value. They're going to want to, you know, get to know that value and be a part of it because it's important to you. So I wouldn't rush into, you know, something, you know, and I also wouldn't rush into something just because it's what everybody says that you should be doing. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Put it all on the table and give it to God. More importantly, like that's so important. And don't ignore God. If he's telling you something, listen to him. And, you know, you don't want to wait until you're just in a situation and you're like, okay, I hear you, but help me. You know what I mean?
Right, so. Right, right.
So yes. just listen to him.
Good
the
stuff.
First, the first
good
time.
Yeah. <Y'all. laughs> He's definitely talking. Yes.
We got
thank you so much, Jasmine. Oh, this was a pleasure speaking with you and
thank you just guys for having
being
me.
In your presence with your wisdom and knowledge and beautiful spirit. So thank you.
I love you guys.
The moonlight enjoys it.
Yeah, love you too, baby.
Thank you, Miko, the moonlight and Char the star.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Soulful Conversation. We hope you enjoyed tonight's Soulful Conversation. Be sure to stay connected with us during the week through our weekly podcasts on Spotify, our YouTube channel, Patreon, and social media. And don't forget to send in those soulful requests to be heard on the podcast at info@soulful-conversation.com.